At HomeSense, the holidays mean a little more this year. More merry and bright with fun favorite ornaments and soft candlelight. More quality time around a new table. And winning game night if you're lucky and able. And home-cooked will taste even better on the perfect plates you picked out together. Make your holidays more special without specialty store prices. Bold pieces, endless discoveries, game-changing savings. HomeSense, cheer is here.
I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and this is episode 1031 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. And today's show deals with a situation that job hunters or people who provide leads often think about. Should I ask for a referral bonus from a recruiter? Now, I've got my opinion. You may have a different one. That's okay. But this is my show. I'm going to offer up my opinion. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give it 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. It does help other people discover the show. And if you have a question for me, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from you folks. And once we're connected, then you can ask me a question, okay? Now, let's get going. Should I ask for a referral bonus from a recruiter who contacted me by LinkedIn? It gets better. I don't like the guy I'd be referring, but he would be a good fit for the job. I've had no previous contact with this recruiter. It feels like it makes me look bad, but why? Because it's the same thing recruiters are paid to do? You know, I want to keep my cool in answering this question. No, that's not the same thing recruiters are paid to do. You've done one small part of the recruiting job. You know someone. Whoopee, do you know how many other parts there are in this job? Obviously not. But the job of being a recruiter is not just simply taking a name and going to the client. Here, take the name. The person's going to get hired by you. There's just so many more details that go into being a recruiting job that you don't have a clue about. So, no, I want to dispel that notion that just because you know someone makes you qualified to receive a fee. Now, let me go to the first part, which is the thing about should I ask for a referral bonus? Let me ask you a question. When you refer your doctor to someone, are you asking for a referral bonus from them? How about a lawyer? Insurance agent, plumber, certainly ask for a referral bonus from a plumber. How about a restaurant? Do you do that with a restaurant? They're making money. All these folks are making money from the referral. But no. But recruiters, you'd want to hold up. That's really what it comes down to. And I'm sure there are going to be many comments from people who are saying things like, why not? They're getting so much money from the fee. And I got to tell you, folks, you don't have a clue what goes into the job, how much heartache and agony goes into it. Recruiters, there are some awful ones there, but there are some tremendous ones there. Why can't they earn a living without you sticking a hand in their pocket? You don't do that with everyone else you come into contact with, but you've got to bug up your butt about recruiters. Stop it. Be generous. Be gracious, and we'll come back and help you at some point in life. Maybe not with this recruiter. Maybe not with this job hunter, but it may. Why not? Why not be generous and gracious? Because friends of yours have gotten money from recruiters? So what? So what? Again, you have no idea what goes into that job and how much effort people make. To find people, how many frogs that they can tend to kiss in order to find one prince, how many times candidates wig out on us. And I have to say us, even though I do more coaching than recruiting these days, you know, the fact of the matter is I still do it, and it drives me nuts the way job hunters behave sometimes. You know, and they think it's okay because, after all, it's just a recruiter. Recruiters are humans. They are people, and they've got feelings, and then they make mistakes. We don't deserve to be lambasted by people just because we made a mistake. You wouldn't like it if it happened to you. We're no different. So back to the question here. Should I ask for a referral bonus? No. Don't ask for a referral bonus. If they give you a gift, great. You've learned something about them and their generosity. Again, don't be a pig. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here are a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to start by saying that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and look at the tabs on the top, you'll see a menu of choices available to you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, help you with a salary negotiation, answer your questions about your job search, advise you about a decision you have to make about a job offer. Those are all there as an option. I can do a job search makeover with you where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end in half-hour increments so it doesn't have to take a lot of time for each session. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks who like it and are interested in my help. Again, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You can take my classes on Skillshare, too, and become a premium member for 99 cents for the first few months. I have a link in the show notes. Just follow that link, sign up, take my classes. Lastly, I want to mention to you, you can find a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it may seem like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get thanks grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get thanks grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.